I suppose one of the accusations, one of the allegations against British hockey when they play international in the years gone by, is they don't adapt well enough. When they go into international competition, they still think they're playing domestic hockey, and the refereeing is different when you get into Europe.
Yeah, 100% different. We're prepared to play where we're going to play, you know, and we know when to go hard and we know when to be passive. So we're building everything around that. It's the same without the puck everywhere. But the game's changed massively everywhere now. You'd be surprised how direct some of these other teams are now, how hard they are around the net. And, you know, it's part of it, but there's enough experience and people have been in enough situations to understand what they can and can't do. But they're going to take penalties. People do that. But I don't think it's killed us. I've been very lucky. It's not killed us. So I think we're going to be all right.
What do you tell them? What are your instructions to them? Because it is difficult to change a game plan if that's what you've been used to when you're playing at club level.
I think there's certain places you can hit. I think there's certain situations you can play the body as well. And they know that. You know, I think there's a lot of stick and puck and then buttoning maybe blocks then. I think making a big hits is not a good idea in those tournaments. And they know that.
What have you seen in terms of progress over the couple of years you've been involved?
I think there's a bit of continuity just now. So when we bring them together, we know where we are and we add things. I've definitely seen the spirit grow and grow. And this time's been, Andy Buxton said it as well, he can't believe how ready they are, like they really want it. And the big thing is, I think the British players have got more professional. I know the elite leagues went up a level and everything, but I think it's took them up a level. And their preparation and how they are after and how they train. You know, and that's a good thing. Do you know, all the negative of the elite league, that's a good thing as well. Do you know what I mean? We've got to look at the positive sometimes.
Well, you say that. Of course, the allegation is that British players don't get enough ice time, which kind of hamstrung you in a way in terms of what you can do because you've got maybe a few undercooked players coming in here.
Yeah, I'm sure there's lots of arguments to that. I'm sure we should make more players and more players are determined to go to the next level and we don't. But, it is what it is. I'm not massively involved in that argument. I've never have been because...
Do you have any influence on that or not?
No, I don't think anybody's any influence on that. I think the only people that have influence on that is the players of the future and what they do to become a player and what they're going to do extra to be better than import players, you know, and I think that's up to them to, you know, it's the same in every sport right now. The world's became a very open society and every sport in the world has dual nationals, they have imports, football, every sport. So that's just the way the world is now. It's a business. So there's nothing we can do about that.
Now, you've decided to go with a squad with only one overseas player, one who's playing in North America anyway.
Two.
There's two now, yeah, that's right. You could have, if you wanted to, a choice of dual nationals like the Italians have, the Austrians have, the Germans have. You pretty much have stuck with homegrown talent. Why?
Well, because they're here, you know. We get Mosey, and Mosey was, even when he was born, he could have been British. It's the same as Brendan Brooks. They were born, they could have been British. You know, Russell Cowley, all these guys, you can go through the names, Ashley Tate, over the years, you know. And I just think, you know, that's what we have, do you know what I mean? And I'm happy with that. I think we have good players. I'm not a big age thing either. I'm not a big, oh, he's 35, he's too old. Sport's changed, you know. You can look at some of the older guys and then people would say names and some younger guys have to come through and be better than them. That's what they've got to do. And we've got players in this country. They're playing for great coaches in the elite league. The elite league's a really good league. The EPL's a decent league as well. There is a gap. Of course there's a gap. It's a level up. But we've looked at everything we can and we've picked the team that we think is right. Do you know what I mean? And there's a coaching staff and we've picked the players that fit that what we want and what we think we need.
Do you have in your mind an ideal chemistry of the 23 you want in terms of the characters within it, the players within it?
I don't think character's ever a question with British guys. I think fun to be around. They love playing for the country, so it's easy. We want as much speed as we can get because we need speed to skate with teams and the way we're playing with fast transition style. And we've got that, a good bit of skill. But we need a bit of grit as well. We need some stronger guys down low and battles. And we have that. We think we've picked the right mix.
Belfast, home ice advantage. How much of an advantage is it?
We'll soon find out, won't we? But I coached the under-20s in a home national tournament and it's different. You know, you're not going on the plane, you're not going away really. And you know, we're going to go somewhere that's familiar for everybody, which is a good thing. Hopefully we'll have the crowd, which the guys like. The boys are used to playing in front of big crowds every week, so they like that. And what better way to try and win a gold medal than do it at home?
Expectation levels, though, do rise, don't they, when you're playing at home?
Yeah, we've got an awesome responsibility, and we know that, and there's no pressure in that. It's an honour, and I'm happy with that. I think we should have that. I think we are in a pool that we're in just now, and we're in it. We know that. That's the way it goes. Nobody can change that. We want to get out of that. We're doing everything we can to get out of that, and hopefully we do it the right way, and it all comes together. Maybe we get a little bounce we never got before, and we do it at home. That'd be great for the country, and we can pull off the back of that, and maybe lots of new fans come as well, and we pull people together. And you know, and I really believe this team. It's been a journey the last 2.5 years, and just now feels as if it's the best team we've had.
You've had to cut some players. How tough, from a coach's point of view, is that?
Nightmare. This time was a real nightmare. There was huge decisions to make. We talked about it for a long time and made them wait about on Saturday. It's the same every year. And, you know, it's not a nice thing to do to people, but it's got to be done. And other people would think, oh, you've made that choice wrong. You know, every coach that coaches this team would do it different. But when you're here, you have to pick what you think is the best chemistry for the team, what you think is going to... From the 13th forward to the number one forward, you've got to think, who is that? What's he going to bring in that situation? How's he going to handle the situation? And we think we've done the right thing. We believe that.
Let's go through your team from back to front for those who don't know it, and some people hopefully will know it a lot more by the end of next week. Goalies, first of all, what were your choices and what were your options there?
Well, we got Ben Bounds, you know, I think speaks for itself. Back Cardiff this year again. Three championships. Stephen Murphy, vast experience.
How old is Stephen now?
I think he's about
95.
I think he's about, is he not 30, 34, 35? I've known him since about seven, so one of my lifetime. Thomas Murdy, who I think this week I've seen a massive improvement in Thomas Murdy. You know, he left EPL to go and back up in the Elite League, and I think it's helped his game a little bit. Maybe he's not got as much ice, but he looks really sharp and quick. It's good to see that. D-wise, this country we're not blessed with 1,000 D-men, but I think we get a real good D-core. There's no new Jonathan Weaver yet, so he's still there because he's good at what he does. And we have to manage his minutes. We know that. Ben O'Connor, probably one of the most talented players we've had. You know, he's a great player, plays for a great coach in Sheffield. Paul Thompson, a great hockey club. You know, Matt Richardson, rock steady, clever. You know, easy pick. Stevie Lee, talented, plays now in another great club. We've got Swindlehurst back in. Swindlehurst has played a bit of D and forward this year, but when he came here, he really, every practice he was good. He played good in the games. He's very mobile. He's got all the tools. Garside, he's back in, and Garside's clever on the puck. He's a little battler. We know he manages that ice well because he plays there. I can't think if I've missed anybody out. I hope I've not. But I think we'll decor the seven guys. They're pretty good at what they do. They all handle the puck pretty well, and we needed that.
You managed to get the rock star's son in there finally?
Yeah, I had Liam in the 20s, and you know, he doesn't like all that. It's fair enough. But Liam's, you know, he's a depth player. He knows his role. He's a great penalty killer. That's one of the big highlights why we picked him as well, because we need that. We need to balance a PK and PK. PP and PK guys. We got to make sure that we're not using the same guys in every situation, and that was another choice of why we picked certain people.
Yeah, we should mention the rock star's son is Liam Stewart, of course, Rod Stewart's son. And you're right, he does try to play it down, but in terms of this sport getting publicity and things outside, he does probably get more than his fair share compared to the other 22.
Yeah, he probably gets more than he wants, do you know what I mean? But he's a quiet guy, he's a cool guy. He just comes and he doesn't complain about his position, and he can jump up on any line if he has to, and we'll see where he fits in this team, and we know what he's going to fit in, but he's going to do a great job for us.
Have you pretty much got in your mind's eye now what the lines are going to be?
Yeah. We're going to start where we are. We know exactly what we've got. You know, it used to be a top six and a bottom six. I don't think we really have that. I think we got four balanced lines, and I think there's offence in every line.
Teams you're going to play? Can we go through those? How you fancy you're going to fare against them?
Yeah, always the first game's the toughest game. We play Croatia. Lots of dual nationals, guys that play in the KHL, probably in Austria. We matched up good against them last year, so hopefully we match up good again. I think they're an underdog. It depends what they come with, but a few years ago they were very, very strong. So we know what they're all about. Holland, they're a much improved team. We played them in Olympic qualifiers, and they surprised us. We managed to get out of jail against them. And I know they're maybe going to come a bit depleted because Thielberg's in the DL2 playoff final, so they're trying to get through to move up. So they lose a lot of players, but you can't take that as a giver and not a chance in hell because they work really hard. Estonia, very top-heavy team, but their top end's pretty good, so we got to be aware of that. They're going to use it a lot, and we have to be ready for that. Lithuania, young. A lot of guys that play in this country over here as imports and EPL and things like that. They play with a lot of heart, Lithuania. They're pretty quick, and we really matched up against them last year really well. Really, really, really well. Japan, we're coming down. We know they're quick. We know they're organised. They'll be relentless. I think that might suit us. I think they might suit us more than a Russian nation. I think some Eastern Bloc nation, they'll play more on straight lines. That might be good for us, I think.
Right, so expectation levels, as we've said, you playing on home ice in Belfast from outside will be big. What are your expectations?
We want to get promoted. There's no other goal in our minds. We're not going there for anything else. But we know how hard it is. We know what a margin it is between each game or one bad game. And we have to make sure that we are consistent in everything we do.
All right, so for the end of next week, and hopefully it is the case you get promoted, how are we going to bridge that gap to make sure we don't go up and come straight back down again?
We just have to come back and work hard again. And we've got to pick the right players for that challenge. It's a different challenge. And we got to pick the team that we think can take that forward. And I'm sure we'll do that. I'm sure, let's get this out of the way. Let's try and do it. You know, it's my third time, and let's hope it's third time lucky. You know, and I really want this. You know, I want this for the guys that have been here for a long time. Those guys in this team have gave 20 years to GB. They deserve a respect to be here because they still deserve to be here. They're a big part of the team, a huge part of the changing room, as well as the guys in the middle tier that have come in that have been with a long time in the under 20 and 18s programme. They're becoming top players, and you know, and in the younger mix we have at the bottom end, I really think this team's got a good balance in it right now.
And would promotion for GB this time maybe be the green light for the Elite League to say, come on, guys, give us a bit more help, give your British players more ice time? I know it's a political football, this, a lot of people are kicking around right now, but from your point of view, surely you want more British players to get more ice time to enable you to stay up at the top league if you can get there.
You know, it's like you can't just give somebody something and it's, you know, they got to earn it. And they're going to have to start at the bottom and make their way up to these teams, and they're going to have to take a jump to go to that and take that opportunity. But I don't think the Elite League's there to develop hockey players. But if you can get involved in the Elite League team and you're good enough, you're going to get better. You're training with good players. We talked about Thomas Murdy already. So I think that's really, really, really important. But I think the Elite League have helped us this year. I don't think they've been against it. I mean, they're a business, so they've got to look after their assets. I totally understand that. We played Norway. We picked 40 players, and I'll be honest, at the start I thought, oh, that's, why are they not letting us just pick 28? Now it went. That was the best thing that ever happened. We got to see everybody. I thought it was brilliant. It was two great games against a poor A nation. You know, it was fantastic. And the Elite League backed that. You know, they helped us, and I think it's hats off to them. I think we work together and that relationship can grow. But, you know, we need our players to be ready to play at the best level. So if we have top level hockey where there's 10 imports or 14, they still have to be good enough. Because if they put them in there and they're not good enough, they're just going to run three lines. They're not going to use the players. So I don't buy into that argument. I don't. I can understand for people from the outside looking at that. You know, it's like Premiership football. Where's it went? Where's the English players went? Well, they're not as good as the other players. So why get better? Want it more. You'll get opportunity if you... Does Robert Dow get opportunity? Yes. Does Ben O'Connor get opportunity? Yes. Does Mark Richardson get opportunity? Yes. Why? They're professionals. You know, they give everything to it.
Do you see the next tier down or the next two tiers down being similar to that? Do you see the feeders into that giving you what you want potentially, though?
I think that's hard. I mean, I coached at that level for the last 2 years again, and, you know, I had a great team. I had some really talented young players as well, and they're good players, and they need to go to the next level now to see what the next step is. So it's exposure. But they've got to go there and be able to be part of that, and that's the same for the whole country. I think if there's any change in the sport, it should be even lower than that. And they're moving in steps forward to make that happen. But I think a short-term fix. I don't see that happening. So we have to try and make better hockey players, the 10-year-olds, 11-year-olds, 13-year-olds, you know, right the way through to that age, and get them exposed to better hockey so they see something they want to be involved in. Because, you know what, it's the Super League. Like, I remember the Super League, and that was even worse. Like, the Super League was 20 imports. It was like five Brits in it the first year. But from that period, from kids that were 12 and 13 and 14 years old, I think a lot of players have came are in this team, it would have been that age. So something, maybe watching better hockey, you know, whatever. I just think, you know, any league in the world, right, because the NHL is in the NHL, does that mean that 90% NHL are Canadian players? No, they're not. There's more and more players from other countries coming because they're picking the best players. It's the same in every other league. It's, you know, we do need a league for the, I say, 23 and under to excel in, whether it's in an under 23 elite league that they play 30 games. I don't know, maybe somewhat that would be good if there was even five teams at the start playing off each other 30 times a season to put them in situations where they're playing PP, PK to keep developing. But it's just it's the way the game is. Just
we haven't got it right, have we? We're not where we need to be in that, in terms of the structure right now, for, to help the people who are on the fringes but don't get the chance to move to that next step.
They're trying, you know, they are trying, and it's, I've ran hockey clubs and it's not easy. Do you know, it's the same as me. I had three great 18-year-olds in my team. Some games they only get four shifts. Some games they get 10. Some games they get none. But, it, you know, that's a tough thing to do. But that's how the game is sometimes. And but it'd be great if they could have popped into something else the next day for a day just to get more. But they improved by training and playing that part, but they need more. Do you know, and it's just giving them that little bit more. And I know they're looking at lots of options and they're trying, but it's not an overnight fix.
It does seem to me that you're trying to overturn 20 to 25 years of kind of lack of investment, lack of foresight in some cases, because people talk, oh, great, 1993, we made it to Pool A. But ever since then, we've been going down the rankings. We're going back up now. There's a bit of a blip now. You're actually getting it back up.
But they made it to Pool A, but how many Canadians played in that team, or Joe Nationals? I'd love to know.
Do people care?
They didn't care then, but they care about it now, and they say they don't want it. And I, you know what, it's, there's a long argument there, and I just think that, you know, players that want to be in the highest level, if they really want it and they have that bit in them, they'll push to get there. But that's all they can do just now. It's not going to be handy to anybody. It's the same as becoming a coach. Like, there's not many real British coaches as such coaching at the highest level. And you know, there's Paul Thompson, and he's went through a whole apprenticeship, exactly the same thing.
He's done your job.
Yeah, for sure he has. And he was great at it. Do you know what I mean? And he was unreal at it. But it's every club's different, and you know, it's just the same argument as, can we involve more? Yeah, we can involve them, but if that means they can excel in that environment, I think that's tough. You know, it's like, how many 19-year-olds and 20-year-olds play in the Premiership or the Championship football?
They can go out on loan there, which is not the same in ice hockey.
We have to look at, it's exactly the same. Yeah. You know, it's an argument that we could do this and do this, but right now, you know, there's obviously big changes happening in the EPL, which we don't know a whole lot about yet. Is that going to help the game? You'll know in 10 years. You won't know next year. You'll think, oh, that's a way lower standard. Couldn't that in the long run maybe help? But yeah, maybe. You know, maybe it can.
What about you long term? How long would you like this job for?
I'll do this job as long as they want me to do it. I know it's a result-based business. I think people were pretty happy the last 2 years. But I know this year they want to win, so I think a whole thing stems on that. For me, I want to win more than anybody. But I'm pretty proud of what we've done so far. I think we got a real feeling for GB back. The guys are excited. No one takes their place for granted. There's a fight for spots. And everybody that we picked, we believed over that course that they were the right people, and they, for us, they were in the right seats on the bus, and we had to go with that. And for me, I'm still a young coach. I'm not old yet. You know, I'm only 42. And when we got to these championships, a lot of other coaches are pretty a lot older than that. But you know, I've looked at Paul Heavey, Paul Thompson. They've been people that I've looked to and watched and tried to learn things from and learn, and maybe one day become what they are. Do you know what I mean? And that's all I'm doing. I'm just trying to learn every day and learn from mistakes and just keep quiet and get on with it.
Final question. Do you see a way that this sport domestically could get a higher profile than it does right now? And indeed, the way that you, as GB coach, could get a higher profile too? Because if I said Pete Russell to most people, they go, don't know who he is.
Yeah, of course, but it's... with the sports, a minority sport, small, so it's what it is in this country. But I think across the leagues, the attendances were up everywhere, so maybe it's getting that little bit. I think the product was better in both the leagues. I know the Elite League went up a level, the EPL went up a big level, so that helps. People want to pay to watch something that's decent to watch. You know, they don't want to watch the hockey you talked about at the start, penalties, fighting all the time. You know, there's always a place for, but they want to watch good, fast hockey, and I think that's a big thing, that we have to create that at all levels, that it's competitive and fast and people are doing things at a higher pace so they get better. And I think that's the only way we can move a sport forward, to be honest.
Pete, thanks for your time.
Thank you.